Shalom, Secretary Crispell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday evening, Policy Exchange put into the public domain the Home Secretary's review into extremism, or at least a version of it. It did contain some deeply concerning proposals that I would like the Minister to directly address. The report apparently says that the definition of extremism for the purposes of the Prevent and other programmes could be extended to include the spreading of misinformation, the online so-called manosphere and misogyny. So firstly, does the Minister agree with Prevent reviewer William Shawcross that we need to focus the attention of Prevent and counter-terrorism policing on those with extremist ideologies and not risk diluting attention with these much wider issues? 94% of terrorism-caused deaths since 1999 were caused by Islamist terrorism. Does he agree that combating Islamist terrorism is more important than policing the manosphere? Now, the wider issues referenced, such as violence against women and girls and more general violence obsession, are of course serious, but they are best dealt with by the police, the criminal justice system, social services or mental health services, who of course have the power to section people that pose a risk. Secondly, will the Minister commit to retaining the changes to non-crime hate incidents made by the last government? Police should not be looking into matters or recording personal data where there is no imminent risk of criminality. To do so would waste police time and infringe freedom of speech. Any move away from this will enable the thought police to stop anyone telling uncomfortable truths that left-wing lawyers don't like. Finally, the report the Home Secretary commissioned repeats the Prime Minister's previous smear that campaigning against rape gangs, who we now know are of predominantly Pakistani heritage perpetrators, is far right. And the report also says he is extremist and far right. That is nonsense. Campaigning against rape gangs is not extremist or far right. And commenting on policing, whether you agree or not with the comments, is simply the exercise of free speech. So will the Minister categorically disown those remarks which were contained in the Home Secretary's report?